Good morning. Thank you for joining us for another great weekend of racing here at Talladega Super Speedway. Joining us for a very special announcement today are Jim France, Vice Chairman and Executive Vice President of NASCAR and a member of NASCAR's founding family, and Ron Draeger, the President of ARCA and grandson of ARCA founder John Markham. Let's get right to it. Jim, I'll turn it over to you to share the news.
Okay, thank you, and thanks everyone for allowing us to have a few minutes of your time here for what for me, and I think for Ron also, is probably one of the most exciting announcements that we've had in our lifetime. We've worked together over the years for a long time. As a young kid, I used to spend a lot of time sitting in his grandmother's lap in Daytona. His Mildred and John Markham were partners and friends with my mom and dad in the early days of stock car racing. The ARCA organization has been closely associated with NASCAR before there was a NASCAR and before there was an ARCA. And today it's an exciting time that we're making a formal joining of the two organizations. It's a big moment for stock car racing in America. We've worked together closely for 70 plus years in one form or another. Ron and I have worked together and known each other through basically all of our motorsports careers. And it's fantastic that we're going to be working together going off into the future here. Both organizations have a great history, great championships. We share a lot of teams and drivers over the years, and that will continue in a major way. We have the opportunity of, and a lot of people may not realize this, but Ron and ARCA have been at the forefront of some of the development of trying to bring some efficiencies and cost savings for motorsports teams, stock car teams in America. And NASCAR's got a similar effort going. Ron has been a leader in that area. It really allows both companies to go forward working together to try and improve the economics for our teams in our series. So I'll turn this over to Ron here in a second. I just, first of all, this is a wonderful moment.
It is a great
moment. And
Ron? Jim mentioned the shared history between your family and the France family. Tell us a little more about that from your perspective.
Well, you have to go back, in the 40s, the Markham and France family predates NASCAR, predates ARCA. And in professional motorsports, I don't know that there's any longer tenure looking back over all these years. And for us to have had a working relationship that wasn't, a legal document but was a handshake, For 67 years, I think speaks volumes about NASCAR and their integrity. We've been blessed to be able to carve our little sport, our spot in the sport and our industry position. We work hard at it. We've tried to do it the best that we can, and it's sort of a feeling of fulfillment because it sort of brings it back full circle to when the families were initially, worked together there before there were companies, and now we're able to bring everything back together and join it back together. And I think certainly from an ARCA perspective, we're looking forward to it strengthening our series and giving us a way forward.
Jim, knowing that we're still finalizing the final strategy and the future strategy, what does this mean for the future of stock car racing in the U.S.?
Well, I think you've taken the two leading groups of in this area of motorsports, combining the strengths of Ron's leadership and our NASCAR team, the ARCA officials that whole organization, what NASCAR can bring in support to that effort. Ron's going to continue to direct ARCA and operate it as a freestanding organization, so to speak. It will continue with its history and its championships. We'll be working together to develop the next steps. Ron's going to be helping direct that with our NASCAR leadership team. I think you will see a big boost in a lot of areas, things that NASCAR has been working on, some of our grassroots programs. Ron's efforts in that area will be a significant boost to our stock car series, both of them in this country. It's a real value, I believe, for our fans in both series and throughout our country. One quick anecdotal thing here. I don't know how many of you were fortunate enough to know John Markham during his lifetime, but I would say he's probably the man that taught Humpy Wheeler how to promote races. He was really the promoter's promoter. I still have some silver dollars that he gave us when he'd come to Daytona every year. So having what he started and built joined with what we're doing is a big moment. And Ron has, as I said, he doesn't get a lot of credit for things, I think, but he's been a leader in bringing some cost savings into motorsports. And you can, I believe, talk to most of the ARCA team owners in Paddock that would tell you the same thing. So it's an important step in our future going forward.
Yes, sir. Ron, what can fans expect to see in the immediate future?
So 2018 is pretty well set, and we're building 2019 as we speak. So from an ARCA perspective, the ARCA Racing Series presented by Menards, what you see today is what you're going to see tomorrow. We're always working on it. We're sanding and polishing, trying to make it better, trying to make it stronger. And that's a big part of us joining NASCAR is our ability to make our product the best that it can and strengthen it and just bring it together. I mean, I think the industry is stronger together than individually.
We'll take a few questions now. If you'll raise your hand, we'll get a microphone to you. State your name and affiliation. We will start right here with Bob Pockris.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. Jim, there have been a lot of rumors about NASCAR selling or looking for investor. When you buy things and you're doing a lot of consolidation of roles, those rumors are just going to increase. Can you address that? Does this purchase make you guys any more eligible for or more likely to be sold? And or where do you see this series in your kind of portfolio?
Well, the NASCAR is in our business is racing. And that's what we're investing in. We've done it all of our lives, and we're going to continue to do it. And the relationship with ARCA is just a continuation of that. We've been involved in sports car racing all of our lives. Also, we were able to reunite the sports car series and build that. And that's the goal here.
We're going to go to the back left over here to Jerry. And then to Rick Minter.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and PRN. The press release talks about through 2019, but what is the grand future for the two series? With ARCA going to continue doing what it's doing through that, what will this mean for the combined, maybe the K&N series or ARCA going forward after that date?
Well, I think 2020 and beyond is still a work in progress, and those are conversations we're certainly going to have. I think from an ARCA perspective, I liken it to we're a small independently owned company, and our world continues to get more and more complicated and complex. And there are times when I feel like I'm a little rowboat out in the middle of the ocean, and the ocean liner go by, and they rock the boat. And a big storm comes along, and it rocks the boat. And so far, we hadn't turned over. I want to be on a bigger boat.
We're going to go over here to the right side to Rick Minter.
Rick Minter, my question is about the schedule going forward after next year. Does ARCA anticipate going to the same racetracks you go to now, or is there a possibility to, like, pair you with K&N races or even sports car races that NASCAR already runs?
Yeah, thanks, Rick, because now I get to say we're Salem Speedway in Indiana and Toledo Speedway in Ohio, and the DuQuoin and Springfield Mile Dirts are part of ARCA's history and tradition, and our intention is not to leave that. Our intention is to hold on to that and grab it. And so it's the second question about K&N. We have a great deal of respect for what goes on in the K&N East and West, and there are quality race teams and drivers and race cars, and our race cars are pretty closely aligned right now. So we certainly see a way forward to work together. And, again, just try to build. Let's coordinate our efforts as opposed to everybody off sort of doing what they do on their own. Let's bring this together and try to coordinate it, and that we feel like can make it stronger.
We'll stay on the right over here to Chris Knight, and then we'll finish up with Lee.
Chris Knight, CatchFence.com. Ron, will the ARCA, beginning with the 2020 season, will we see the ARCA headquarters remain in Michigan, or will we see transition to North Carolina? And as far as the key players such as yourself, Joe Wells, Mark Gundrum, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, what will we see start as far as staff-wise?
So 20 and beyond, again, Chris, we're working on that and we're building it going forward. I think I can speak personally to tell you that I own two little racetracks up there and I can't pick them up and move them. So I'm pretty sure I'm staying where I'm at. But we're deeply committed to the future of the ARCA Racing Series, and we want it to grow and to stabilize and be a series that carries forward into the future. And for us, this is a way forward for the series 2020 and beyond.
We'll finish up with Lee.
Lee Spencer, RBM. Mr. France, can you say where does this rank as far as K&N? I mean, before ARCA was actually in the family, K&N has kind of filled that void a little bit under your umbrella. Will there be a, I guess, will they meld them together, or will ARCA kind of be replace K&N in that, in the ladder, so to speak?
I think Ron and Steve O'Donnell, Mike Helton, and both organizations are going to work on formulating the 20 and beyond plan. We've got some thoughts at this point. As Ron said, the cars line up well. There's some crossover with teams as it is now. So it's a work in progress right now. We just formalized the first step of it, and we'll be developing the plan in the future. Ron's critical to that process.
And I think I would add the K&N East and West is a very solid group of team owners and race cars, and the schedules that they have are very respectable schedules. And what Brandon Thompson and his group have done to build that K&N East and West, there are a lot of quality people that come out of that series, and we maybe get to have them, and then they continue to move their way forward. So from a developmental perspective, we think it's a really important part of the program.
Gentlemen, congratulations. Thank you. If everyone would just hold off, we're going to take a quick photograph up here to commemorate the occasion. So I'd ask those who are part of that photograph to come on up, please.